What I would say we're going through in this country right now that I think might relate very much to Cold Mountain is simply a quest for certainty. I think more than anything else, what has been lost in this country that in some ways Emersonianism encouraged was the American sense of always being able to find the way, to have power to find answers to any problem, which was related to our idea of the divine in ourselves, the ideal of self-reliance, the idea that knowledge was always available to those who are able to see rightly. I mean, this was something Emerson stressed so much. And the faith in the certainty of those things being true has disappeared, probably, at least it looks like, for eternity. And yet our response to that, which I think is initially probably the only response possible, is the need to try to find someone who will give us the answers. I think we see that we are in some ways as a culture, at least in some parts of our culture, moving beyond that sense that the best answers are the certain ones, that we just need a confident leader to be decisive for us. I see signs of a questioning spirit. I see signs that you don't abolish evil simply by assuming you can always overpower it. We have a lot of balancing and accommodating to do, and Cold Mountain is about that. It's about balancing terror with a sense of the need to struggle honestly and with integrity against our own fears, not deny them, not subsume them. I think Cold Mountain teaches us a good bit about how to do that, about how to strike a balance and live courageously and not deny fear and not hope too much for certainty, but to be able to be reflective and to adjust. That's what Ada is doing for us, and that might speak to some of the ways in which this novel might address what we're going through right now.
Then Baucis and Philemon prepared to kill their only goose in honor of their guests, but the gods forbade them, at the same time revealing their own identity and the doom for which the land all round them was destined. They led the aged pair up the mountain, and when they reached the summit, showed them the whole countryside, already drowned in water. Only their own cottage remained. This the gods transformed into a majestic temple. And Zeus asked Philemon what gift he would like. He responded by asking that he and his wife should be allowed to serve Zeus's temple as priest and priestess for the rest of their lives, and to die at the same instant, lest either one should have to grieve for the other. Zeus granted their wish, and at the moment of their death, turned them simultaneously into trees, the oak and the lime, which often grow together. Passing strangers hung wreaths on them, in memory of their piety to their divine visitors.
Eugene Gilfeder and the Greek myth of Baucis and Philemon. This encounter on ABC Radio National is called Tumult and Peace. Thanks to Lucinda McKethan, Lauren Spuhl and Bob Brown. Charles Frazier's 1997 novel Cold Mountain is published by Sceptre, and the readers were Veronica Neve, Paul Denny and Jennifer Flowers. Music from Erin Copeland and American Folk Songs. More details of books and music and a transcript soon on www.abc.net.au/religion and follow the prompts to encounter. Production by Peter McMurray and myself, Florence Sperling.